Hello and good evening. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutan.
Welcome to Consider This, the show where we want you to consider and then reconsider what you know of the news of the day. In light of the recent accounts of rape culture, sexual harassment, and period spot checks in schools, an alliance of NGOs, youths, parents, and teachers have organized a nationwide school walkout day. Slated for tomorrow, Thursday, the 6th of May, and Friday, the 7th of May, the National School Walkout Day is to demand for comprehensive action from authorities and to stand in solidarity with the victims. This walkout calls for students and teachers to be absent both online and offline for either a whole school day or for one class period. Now, while the protest is supported by many civil society organizations and youth advocacy groups, it's also been met with skepticism and criticism from some quarters. So tonight on the show, we're going to be discussing different perspectives for you to consider. Let's begin with one of the representatives of the National School Walkout Day. Rizana Rizwan is the founder of Monsters Among Us, which is a youth NGO combating child sexual abuse through advocacy, education, and community involvement. Rizana, good evening. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you for having me.
I'd like to address some of the criticism head on, if I may. What do you say to those who argue that there are better ways to protest sexual harassment in schools rather than being absent? Or if I may use some of the terms that I've read online or heard on social media, to skip school or to punting sekolah. How would you address those criticisms?
To me, walking out is an alternative, and my answer is why not? Because number one, and I would like to emphasize that the coalition, we are not advocating for ponteng sekolah. Those who wish to skip school or a period either through online or on offline means must get a parental or guardian consent. So, and even better if the school allows it. So in my opinion, why must this initiative appear as a battle between rebels and against schools? You know, schools are more than welcome to support the cause. And secondly, it's very disheartening to say that teachers and schools these days have always been refusing to listen to children, and they push abuse cases involving children under the rug. And being in a child sexual abuse prevention NGO, I see this on a daily basis. So until today, our children are still left with no choice but to keep silent. So this is just one way out of many ways to demand for children's voices to be heard. And to me, asking to be heard is not a sign of a rebellion, or it's not radical to ask to demand to be heard. It is a right. And especially for children, it is our duty to listen to them. It is our obligation. So I think Malaysians, we need to unlearn that, you know, demanding for voices to be heard is an act of disruption, while it's actually just us exercising our constitutional right to be treated with dignity.
Rizana, do you think there's a bit of hypocrisy coming from those who don't want to see this happen? That they're quick to criticize you and organizations like yours, but have been perhaps not as quick to be on the side of children in battling this particular problem?
I wouldn't entirely agree to that statement, because I can't blame Malaysians. We may not be as ready to, you know, talk about discussion when it comes to protests, when it comes to rioting. Obviously, those are like the sentiments are commonly negative. But I think we as a society, we need to move on to another level where we see children and the youth as competent and capable beings who are, you know, who are able to have, you know, complex and difficult conversations, who are ready to lead changes within their circles and within their communities. They're more than ready to rock and roll, but it's just the adults. We see them as, you know, as robots going to school. You know, we just see them within the realms of education. While in reality, they are more than ready to offer so much to the community. So I think as much as we are fearful with the idea of a protest, one thing that I would like to emphasize, that the National School Walkout Day celebrates all different alternatives when it comes to, you know, voicing out the issue of children's safety. If you don't have the privilege, if you don't have the means to walk out, there are other ways that we can, you know, opt for.
All right. So we hear you that it's just one way of your demands to be, you know, to create awareness for your demands to be heard. But can we talk about those demands, Farzana, particularly about what the National School Walkout Day hopes to achieve? I understand there are five demands, but what specifically are you hoping to get out of having students and teachers be able to be absent for one day or one class period?
I think the NSWD's goal is clear-cut. We just want to provide a platform for more children and youth out there to continue speaking up to demand for their safety in schools, because this is an opportunity for them to know that, hey, it's okay for you to speak up, for you to demand for your rights, and it's okay for you to make noise. And I think we need to remember that this initiative is not just for isolated cases that happen within this year. You know, as much as our powerhouse Ain, she had shaken the entire country with her bravery and courage, there are still so many more students out there who have been victimized and violated in schools. And not everyone has the privilege to, you know, use social media to speak up their thoughts and stuff like that. So probably being a part of a collective protest, hand in hand with their parents, with their supportive teachers, school admin even, and friends, may be a more feasible way for them to speak up, for them to have a little more push and comfort that, hey, so many people are actually wanting to listen to what I have to say. But obviously, in the long run, we expect serious ministerial involvement and intervention as a sign of accountability. And we want to ensure that, you know, there are safety measures placed in schools, equipping our teachers to handle cases like this, and of course, building safer schools in general.
Farzana, can I ask you if, since announcing the school walkout, have federal authorities, Ministry of Education, all the state level, education agencies, has anybody reached out to you to engage with these concerns that you have?
Well, in regards to the reactions from stakeholders, we have received a great mix of, you know, those who support and those who don't. And to be honest, we have made engagements with interested parties, ranging from students themselves to parents to teachers. But at the same time, there wasn't any specific reaching out from these authorities or ministries to actually just like have a dialogue with this. Right now, these are just individuals who are in support and who are concerned of the issue.
Right. Farzana, thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight. And also to your cat, who has, I believe, made an appearance and been quite vocal in its
thank
opinions.
You for having thank him you. On board.
Thank you for your time. We're going to take a quick break, but more perspectives on the National School Walkout Day in just a couple of minutes. So stay tuned to Consider This.